I think just kind of keeping them off balance. I feel like I do some pretty good changeups right on right. And just being able to mix in and out with guys. I pitched up a little more today than I have. It's been a thing for me this year. Pitched some more, but I feel like I did a good job at that.
Was there a particular reason that you maybe used the curveball a little bit less today? Was this a fielding, or did you just want to go about the lineup in a new way?
No, it was one of those things where I felt like I was behind. Honestly, I feel like I had three or four 3-0 counts. Just kind of not setting myself up to really use that pitch today. But I feel like the ones that I did throw, they were pretty good.
Now, how important was the cutter, I guess, to give you something off the sinker?
Yeah, that was kind of our game plan going in today, was a lot of kind of those cutters into the lefties. And just being able to have a feel for it early on definitely helped me. Just the whole game.
I think to be a successful pitcher at this level, you have to go out there and think you're going to dominate every start, every outing. Are you surprised at how well you're doing? Because you get consistent, every 5 now, is that what's leading to it?
No, not surprised. This offseason I definitely took a step back and just kind of looked over the last 3-4 years of my career and just tried to dig more into just like mental stuff. Just being able to slow the game down, being able to just focus on that pitch by pitch mentality. Sometimes you get out there and guys start getting on base, stuff, the wheels start going. And when your wheels start going, it's very hard at this level to slow it down. And that's just kind of what my main focus has been this year, was, guys get on base, like it's going to happen. But just to focus on that pitch to pitch mentality and know the locations I can go on the guy, whoever's up in that situation, kind of my safe spot locations where I will have success. And I think that's kind of just played into everything.
First time you've gone past the 5th, did you need something to kind of get into the 7th there?
Yeah, so it's been a long time since I've gotten into the 7th. It's anytime you can put a start together like that, it feels good. We've been struggling a little bit, and just being able to I guess get past that now. I mean, we're 1-0 now in our last one, so we want to win tomorrow. It's a winning streak. So, it's just been fun. It's been fun. We're having a good time.
Mark said that before the game, he kind of brought everybody together. He just wanted to make sure that sort of everybody's heads was in the right place. I guess what did you take out of that?
From day one, Kotz has been very energetic, very in this with us, very communicative with everybody, and just kind of letting us know kind of what he sees from us, over the last 10 plus games. Just him just getting fired up kind of gives you that interior fire to go out there and battle for him, honestly. There's a lot of learning going on, I feel like, here, and just being able to see him just intense like that, and like I said, he's in it with us, and he believes in every single one of us in this room, and you take that away from him. Anytime you talk to him, you kind of get that feeling from him.
He was talking, when you said he was talking about the last 10 games, was he pointing out things that positive things, or was he pointing out things that he wanted to see improve, or what was it that he was bringing up?
It was just a little bit of both. It's easier to, in this game, it's easier to kind of look at the negatives. When stuff's going good, like there's nothing really to change. But, a lot of times when stuff's going bad, like there might be some searching going on between individuals or whatnot. But it was more so of a confidence meeting. We played good ball to start the year. We kind of found ourselves in this little skid, like, nothing's changed. Like, we're the same team, but just go out there and believe that.